Okay, last week, the share is sponsored by an audit. The poor Shlema is destroyed as a vehicle. Rachel Tanabas Kila, the special of Israel, as well. I just would like to add on that my Minal, my sister, where I went to, the daughter of the physician, so we started speaking on Shabbat about the question that somebody wrote to Rav Moshe Feinstein and asked him if he's allowed to rent out a place, for example, a nightclub, so they needed to make services for the prayer, for Yom Neiran. So what better place is there than a place that has a big dance floor? And Zavala, are you already thinking about the strobes during, like, when the Sana Taikif? Not exactly. So that was the child that was sent to Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe goes on a lengthy tshuva. In the middle of the tshuva, he says a few interesting ideas. So I would like tonight to be able to go through with you the sources that he brings down and go through much of the tshuva with you. I'm going to be reading quickly. And let's hope and pray that we'll be able to get something lahalach l'maisa from this tshuva. So the tshuva is the last two papers, the last three papers on your printout, and the Simon Lamed Aleph. And he wrote to Rav Menachem Shi Eichenstein, who was the Av Bezin of St. Louis, and it was in Erev Sukkot Tavshin Yud Beis when he wrote this tshuva. It's Simon Lamed Aleph. And he starts like this. Ma'arachas kvoyde yididi arav goyin am a first him. Wow. Hine, next paragraph. V'dvar liskor mokim sh'oysim ba'at kol ha'teyevos. Regarding renting a place that they do all of the teyevos, all of the bad stuff, he's not mefarit what the bad stuff are. But all of the teyevos, that sounds pretty bad. It's good that you passed that it's going to be usher. And Ramesh is going to bring two proofs. Says Ramesh, the mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah, the daven in the base medrash, where you learn. What's Ramesh speaking about? So we started saying that there is going to be a machlokes rishonim about where is the best place for a person to daven. Is a person supposed to daven with a minyan or without a minyan? Now, why would a person daven without a minyan? The answer is because it's the place where he learned. And the Gemara brings down that some of the Amirah specifically davened where they learned. So let's see what he says. Raya Gadol Mahod, the mitzvah is Bal Yaisu in Beis Medrash. It's a mitzvah to daven in the base medrash where you learn. Well, Taisus brachas saflamid, and according to Shitas Taisus, aplus fal biyachidus adus. It's also better to daven biyachidus. That means if I'm used to learning in a certain base medrash, it's better for me to, let's say I'm learning here the whole day, better daven here than to go to a place where there's a minyan. Why? Because my learning has more power, more shechina. What does this mean? So the Machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara says in two places in Brachas this idea that one should daven in the place that he learns. One should daven in the place where he learns. And the Gemara says that Rav Ami and Rav Asi, even though there were 13 Batei Midrashim in Tveria, they would only daven between the pillars of their base medrash of where they would learn. And Abaye said the same thing. Abaye said that in the beginning he used to learn in his house and go to shul. Now, when he heard this idea, he would only daven where he learned. So what's the machlekes rishonim? Does that mean that they didn't daven with the minyan at all? Taisa said they didn't daven with the minyan. They davened where they learned. Learning, that's a way bigger amount of kedusha. Hamida Rabbeinu Yoina brings down another shita from Rabbeinu Moshe, which says, no, of course you need a minyan. You can't just daven the yachidus just because you're learning. So what does it mean that these amirah, the daven where they learned? What it meant was that instead of davening in a big minyan, where there's a milah of davening in a big minyan, they davened in a small minyan. There's a milah of the concept of Baroif Am Hadras Melech. Instead of davening Baroif Am Hadras Melech, they davened in a small minyan. So it's a machlokes rishonim of what is better to do. But the point is, one thing is clear, there's a milah of davening where you learn. Shaila is that without a minyan or is that with a minyan? You want to know how we paskin? That's a good question, how we paskin. So the Ramah brings down, I'll read for you the Ramah, and the Ramah in Simon Sadi says, on the Machaber first brings down, I don't have it printed out, that a Beis Medrash is more Kaddish than a Beis Knesset, meaning a place where you learn is more Kaddish. U mitzvah is followed by Yashim Beis Knesset. Better learn Davin in the place where you do the Beis Medrash. So for example, young Israel has a Beis Medrash upstairs and a Beis Knesset downstairs. Better Davin upstairs in the Beis Medrash then the Beis Knesset downstairs, because that's the place where you learn. Unless they learn downstairs. If it's kavod to learn. V'hushe is followed by Sar. The Machaber says no, but you at least have to have 10 people. However, the Ramah says that no, that some people say even without 10 people, you're able to daven in the Beis Medrash. Even without 10 people, you're able to daven in the Beis Medrash. That means be a chidus. The Ramah adds in afterwards, that's as long as Terasa Yimunase. Terasa Yimunase means that you're a real, real learner. Ramesh is going to understand from the Ramah, it doesn't mean Mamish Terasa Yimunase like they say on Rosh Shem Bar Yochai. Rosh Shem Bar Yochai was Terasa Yimunase, he wouldn't daven, he would go days without davening because he literally was 100% of his time focused on learning. So Ramesh says, this that the Ramah is saying Terasa Yimunase means a person who's not that level but still just constantly learning, he is allowed to daven, or he should daven, the yechidus. So we have a machlokes between the Machaber and the Ramah. So take a Chacham Uvadia, who's a Sfardi, who we Sfardi and Paskin like the Machaber. He sat and learned all day of his life. If he wanted to daven, he should just get up where he is, without a minyan, and daven, not go to shul. Whereas Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, or any of the other Gedolei Olam who were just sitting and learning, they did not have to, according to the Ramah, go to daven with the minyan. Says Ramosha, what do we see from this idea? Says Ramosha, that if you could skip, please, to a few paragraphs to the next column. Akloponim, says Ramosha, Chazinan, we see, the Masha Oisim Ba'amokim, Moyol Lemitzvah Satfila. What you do in a room. Ramosha is saying, what do we see from this Gemara? What you do in a room makes a difference. You learn that is going to make a difference in your davening to the point that there's this idea of don't daven with the minyan, daven where you learn. Don't daven with the minyan, according to the Ramah. Don't daven with the minyan, just daven where you're learning. Why? Because your learning brings out a certain amount of kedusha. Now, you could have thought, my learning, what does my learning have to do with my davening? What does anything have to do with my davening? I'm davening. It has nothing to do with Kedusha, dear, before. That sounds like hidgy-bidgy stuff. But the Gemara is saying, no. Says Rav Moshe, what do we see from here? That, again, Akoponim, Chazinan, the Masha Oysu Me'amokim, Ve'amokim Me'elu Mitzvah Satfila. What you do in the place helps your tefila. Tekimishu Mokim Degarsi Boy, who Odev L'Spal by Lukuli Amma. Since it's a place that you're learning, it's better to daven dear. He said, according to the Rambam paskin that of course you need a minyan, but 10 people suffices. Again, Rabbi said, if you have a shul in the community that has 10 people davening there, and you have a shul that has 30 people davening there, it's really better to daven in the shul with 30 people, unless it's the place where you learn. If it's the place where you learn, then you should daven in the less amount. Says Rav Moshe, at the end of the day, whether you go with that you need a minyan, whether you don't need a minyan, where you learn creates more kedusha. V'imkein, says Rav Moshe, mechlal hein atah shomei lav. From the positive, you see the negative. She'be'mokim she'nasim b'yis v'rmas u'avim. In a place where disgusting things happen, ein ha'mokim arosu l'tfilah klal. You can't daven there. If kedusha, your environment of kedusha, your mitzvahs make the place a better place to daven, so then averus makes it a place that you cannot daven in. Even shu mokim son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a place where people are doing averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. V'amakim l'tfilu hu ha'adav v'amakim sh'ayav v'b'yayser. The place of davening is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves more. Shu mokim d'gersi, it's a place where you learn Da'ev Hashem sh'arim ha'mitziyan v'alach v'b'yayser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves more than any place the gates that people are sitting and learning. The gam hu toiv l'b'yayser ha'knesses is even better than a shul without learning. The Gamkin of love, Hashem loves the shul without learning, but He loves the place where you learn the most. So we see there the levels of how much of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Says Rav Moshe, a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, He doesn't want you to daven there. Now, without this proof, you could have said it's a nice idea, it may not be appropriate, doesn't seem right, but that's not what Rav Moshe is saying. Rav Moshe is saying it's halachically incorrect. Halachically incorrect to daven. If you could go so far to say that the more learning a person does, is that's the place where a person has to daven, which would supersede his requirement to daven with the minyan, that teaches us that the opposite is true. That when it's not, halachically, you're not allowed to daven there. And Rav Moshe is going to say, even with the minyan. That is what Rav Moshe starts saying.
Like the shots, right? But they have concerts there, they have other things going on there. A lot of people say that's not a Kadosh place either. Yet, the whole thing is down there, and I'm sure they might have a
menu there. So Zavol's asking a question. Siyam HaShas is done at MetLife Stadium. MetLife Stadium, they have big concerts. And by those big concerts, the big rock concerts,
football,
they have things that are all not kosher. Listen, I said this myself over once, but it's good I have to say over again. A bachur came to Rav Chaim Pichel Steinberg, when Rav Chaim Pichel Steinberg was by the Kaisel, and he told him, Rebbe, look, there's so much priestess around. There's so much priestess. Unfortunately, sometimes you could have many tourists that are not dressed appropriately by the Kaisel. So Rav Chaim Pichel Steinberg picked up his hand and he said, what priestess? What are you talking about? Basically, what are you looking for?
Don't look.
Stop looking.
Yeah.
Okay. Rav Moshe in another place writes on this type of shul, an example, in Chelek Beis, Rav Moshe says an example of this would be a place where they have mixed dancing. A place where they have parties with mixed dancing of men and women together. Rav Moshe says, I already explained that it's also such a place to have a shul there. So Rav Moshe held that up there. So Zavol, you're asking a Moyer-Dig question. How in the world were they allowed to rent out MetLife Stadium? They can make a scene from today to tomorrow. I don't care what they did. Rav Moshe is saying it's a place where it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's disgusting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're not talking about that you're not renting it. You're renting it. And Rav Moshe said it's us to do it. And then, Zavol, it's a good question. Let's see in the next, if we could formulate some type of response, or maybe Taka, we have to tell Dagura that they made a mistake.
Maybe they could have after making such an event.
Now, Rav Moshe digresses for a moment, and he says, Rav Moshe digresses for a moment, and he says that the machloikis that Rishonim, that he spoke about, is really a machlokes in the Gemara. And it's worthwhile to say over his tremendous lumdus and to understand it inside. Let's just review the machlokes Rishayna. We said over a Gemara that says that it's better to daven where you learn, because where you learn is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. We said it's a machlokes in the Rishayna. It's really brought down from Tamid Rabbeinu Yaina. Two views what that means. Does that mean you should daven even without a minyan? First shita. That's the view of the Ramah, even without a minyan. Or, no, the view of the other Rishonim along with the Rambam, that it means, of course, you need a minyan, but better to daven with a smaller minyan where you learn than to not daven with, than to daven in a bigger shul, but not in the place where you learn. The Ramah says you don't even need 10 people. And the Ramah adds on that at the end of the day, you should be at least a person who's doing it, that Torah Sayyum Nasay, mean that Torah is his umna. Now, before we go to the next piece that Ramesha says, if the Olam could look, I didn't do this in order, I apologize. If you look at, it says on it, page 14 in Brachas, yeah. It's the third page in the printout. Three lines from the bottom. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, why didn't you come to shul? My time lost him Marla Bekanishta. Letzluye, why didn't you come to Davin? So Rav Nachman answered, I couldn't. Amalei Leichilna, I couldn't. I didn't have kaychus. I felt weak. So Amalei Lechanti Malamara Sorov Litzli, go get 10 people and Davin with them. Find 10 people at least. You don't want to come to shul, at least get a minion. Amalei Tericha Milsa Limosa, it's hard. So at least know when the shul is davening, because there's a mila, even if you're davening at home, daven at the time that the shul is davening. So Rav Nachman said, why? What's the reason for this? Rav Yechanan said the name of Rav Shem Bar Yochai. Now turn back a page, so they were back. They were not in order. What is it that it's written? What does it mean in the pasuk? My tefillah is an eitzratzin. When is it considered an eitzratzin? When the tzibur is davening. So we see it's an eitzratzin when the tzibur is davening, and therefore, davening when the tzibur is davening, even if you're davening biyachidus, because that's the time that the eitzratzin is shemayim. So let's say you know that in shul we daven 8:45, myriv, 8:30 myriv. And you're home, you can't get out. At least daven then, because it's an eighth rutzin when the tzibur is davening. What do we see over here? Says Rav Moshe. Here's an eighth rutzin when the tzibur davening, that creates an eighth rutzin. And the Gemara continues. Rav Yosef Rav Chinina Amar Mehachal Kayamar Hashem be eighth rutzin in the tzicha. Hashem says, and an eighth rutzin I will answer you. When is that? When you have a tzibur. And Rav Moshe explains that one has to try to get his tefillahs answered. Part of davening is not just to daven, to make sure that your tefillah is answered. You don't work to not get paid. When you're working, you have to make sure to get paid. You don't just work to work. Says Rav Moshe, you don't daven just to daven and not get answers. You daven that you should get answered. Now, that's up to Hashem, but you do whatever in your power to make sure that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will answer you. How is that? Davening betzibur. A proper prayer is to make sure that your prayer has meaning. You don't just ask somebody something without any meaning, help me and not mean it. You have to do it and ask it in the best possible way. So that's the first two sources that davening with the minyan creates an eitz ratzon. But the Gemara continues. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Amar Mehacha Koy Amar Hashem. Rav Acha Rav Chanina Amar Mehacha. Rav Acha Rav Chanina says, Hein kel kaber v'lo yimas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be disgusted by a tefillah of a tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be disgusted by a tefillah of a tzibur. Says the Gemara, Uchsid padeh b'shalom nafshi mikrav li ki rab mahayu imati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem my soul because I was with a rabbi. Says Rav Moshe, we see over here two different sources from two different amiraim, which will teach us two different things. The first source that the Gemara brings was from Vanis Vilsi Lachar Hashem Eitz Rasin, Emetei Eitz Rasin B'Shasha Tzibur Mitzbalim. When is it an Eitz Rasin? When it's Tzibur Davin. The Gemara does not speak over there about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer your tefillah. It just says that there's an Eitz Rasin when the Tzibur is davening, and you should try to make a big Eitz Rasin. Says Rav Moshe, this Gemara, which is Rav Shem Bar Yochai, is saying that the concept of davening is to create through davening an eitz ratzon, a time of ratzon. Says Reb Moshe that what is even a bigger Eis Ratzon? When you learn, Oya, because the Gemara brings down Oya VaYashem Sharei Tzion. Sharei Matzion. What does that mean? Because Baruch Hu loves the people who are learning. Sharei Matzion VaAlacha. The Gemara brings it down in Daf Vav. That means it's a greater Eis Ratzon when you learn. Says Reb Moshe. Rav Shimon Yochai is holding, and remember, Rav Shimon Yochai is the one who didn't daven with a minion, for sure. He was always by himself. He held that Tila is supposed to be in a situation of creating an Eis Ratzon. When is that? When you have a Tiba. But what builds a bigger Eis Ratzon? I'll tell you what builds a bigger Eis Ratzon. When a person is learning. So therefore, if a person is learning, and it's going to be matriach him to go daven with a minion, not only that, even if it won't be Mashiach you, you'll be able to daven Yechidus because that place where you're learning is greater. It's greater because it's all about creating Eis Ratzon. Well, I'll tell you where you need the greater Eis Ratzon. When you're just sitting and learning, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that more than anything. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves learning more than anything, and today, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu al David Dalad Amashal Alacha, therefore learn be Yechidus. Daven b'yechidus at time of ratzon, a time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeling ratzon, love, and yeah. So says Rav Moshe, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Rishonim will go like that says, don't daven with a minion, rather just learn without a minion. Daven in the place where you're learning without a minion, I'll pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. However, the next shita, which speaks about why should you daven with a minion, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer the tefillah. That has nothing to do with the fact that it's an Eis Ratzon. That year, the certain covenant God made. 10 people who daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't get disgusted by your tefillah. It's a special din. When it comes to tefillah, correct. And you're right. But the question is, which is more important? Is the Eis Ratzon more important, or the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to get disgusted by your tefillah? Say, says Rav Moshe, the Rishonim will say that even when you learn in a place where you learn better to go with a minion, or the place where you learn has to have a minion, they're holding like the second view over here, that what the greater act is, you may create a greater Eis Ratzon by your learning, but the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your tefillah with 10, that takes precedence. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's really a machloikis of the Rishonim, it's really a machloikis in the Gemara. And the question is, do we pass on like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who says, talks about making greater Eis Ratzon, and we know learning makes the greatest Eis Ratzon, and therefore rather daven where you learn, because that's the greatest Eis Ratzon that you could have, and therefore daven in that type of energy, or the second shita, that Rav Chanina, who says a person is supposed to try to make sure his tefillah gets answered, and therefore, since he's davening with 10 people, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't get disgusted with it, so therefore he has to forfeit the Eis Ratzon. He has to forfeit the Eis Ratzon, and rather daven in a place where the tefillah will for sure be niskabel. So says Rav Moshe, the Machlekes Rishonim is really a Machlekes in the Gemara, and that's the Rambam passes like the second shita, and the Ramah passes like the first shita, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is a big piece that Rav Moshe said. Akoponim, let's start off with the question. The question was, in a nightclub, renting it out to David, Rav Moshe says, being that we find this idea that the more Kedusha is in the place, the greater and more of a reason it is to daven, and with the question of where, do I daven in a place even without a minion, or al kaponim, I have to have a minion. So the Ramesha, we see over here that the contrast will be halachically correct, meaning, and a must, that you cannot daven in the place where God's going to hate. You cannot daven in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hate, and that's in such a place where Isurim prohibitions are done. Hey, Avis, disgusting things are done. This is what Rav Moshe said. If you turn to the next page.
Yeah. People came to a place that was an abomination. You're Mekadesh the place now.
Right, Rav Moshe clearly doesn't say that. Rav Moshe clearly doesn't say that. He says clearly it's a mocking. The mocking that is...
actually substance to the place.
There's a substance to the place, yeah? It's a place which represents. Now, the question is, well, how long? How long is it? For example, the yeshiva of Staten Island used to be a church. And Rav Moshe Feinstein said that they had to wait a year until they used the sanctuary. Why? Because I guess a year, we know Shikha is after a year, so people forget about the place. And this is the place after they actually went and bought it. Now, Rav Moshe in another tshuva says, and this is going to lead us to the next part, even if something really bad, let's say, happens in shul, people start doing bad things in shul, it doesn't take it away. You can't take away the kedusha of a beis medrash. The fact that people are doing wrong things in a place where the kedusha is beis medrash doesn't say that a kodesh baruch hu runs away from it. It may be wrong for them doing it, but it doesn't take away the kedusha of beis medrash. And if you look at the next page, if you look at the next page, in the third column, where it says the ayin beis alf hay test v'ayin bar hetiv, meaning by the tshuva of Rav Moshe, it's the second last page in our booklet. So there's three columns. The third column, he brings down the bar hetiv that speaks about a story that they found the gabbai doing something good, something not too good, with a naira. Now, if you look, some people say it's with a nar, with a boy, and some say with a naira. But al-kaponim was something pretty bad, very bad. V'ayin v'ber hetiv, simin kufnan aleph, tifkatan aleph, b'shem aram, tafilu nasib v'etekneses avera, shematu l'shamish mis'oilu im naira. They found the shamish of the Beis Medrash playing around with the girl. So the question arose, does that, so you still daven there? I mean, that's pretty terrible. Shemotel is far from the Baruch Hashem said it's much of the daven there. The Chok Tushas based Knesset of the love, and the Tushas is still there. So the Marisha, this is another proof to what I'm saying. Why is it a proof? When we say Raya, the Bela Masha Ve'arti, the Mokam is two of the son of Tahar, Shanasa Lateavis, Asa Lespal. Lachena Yeshach Lida and Miesu based Knesset. So the Marisha, why in the world was such a question asked? Because they weren't sure. I mean, you literally desecrated. How can you daven in such a place? Says Rav Moshe, we see doing averus make it that it's not a place you could daven anymore. Otherwise, they would have never asked the question. Now, the answer is going to be that since the kedusha came before, you can't ruin it. But at the al-kaponim, if it started off with such a thing that people are doing, that would ruin it. Says Rav Moshe, umezer ra'agdil l'mashe v'arti shemakam esu of v'sonei, a place that's disgusting and hated. That they make for Tevis also is followed. That's why it was possible to go ahead and don to judge. And the Yemer basically says that Vula Tfila Shekvar Niskashim Masha Echad Avar of Shamavera. On this, we pass him that the Kedusha is not in the spotle. Rav Moshe explained a few reasons why. He says, number one, I can't answer something that's not mine. So somebody does something bad in the shul, God forbid, he has no right to after the shul. He doesn't own the shul. It's not his. It's the tzibur's. So he can't make the shul usher. That's the first thing. Number two, let's say even if he owned the shul, it was his place, and knew Nebuchadnezzar, he took somebody and he was playing around. So the Ramesha, an every once in a while type of thing, doesn't ruin it, because that's not what the place is. The place is a shul. A third thing is, he says, even if I own it, the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash is not mine that I own. The Kedusha of the Beis Medrash is something that is there. So therefore, even if I own the shul, I may have rights to the building, but I don't have rights to the Kedusha. And then Rav Moshe says that the Magen Avraham brings down that even if they brought in a cross in the place, because in the old times of old, many places had crosses, and they used to rent from people, and the crosses were all over. There's a place in Muncie, a hospital in Muncie, which is, I don't recommend anybody going there, but it's still a hospital. I mean, I'm sure they've helped people, but it doesn't have many good stars. Although, no hospital. I mean, find a hospital that has 5 stars.
It's interesting that they also have a huge hospital worship. So they have crosses.
No, this is called Good Samaritan Hospital, and there are crosses everywhere. I mean, you cannot see enough of the geshkes and the. and the Zayna marry over there. She's all over. Mama, she's all over. Says the Magen Avraham, you bring a cross in, you bring your thing into my house. So says Ramosha, even if you brought an Avodah Zara inside, it came into our boundary. Says Ramosha, what we see over here is that's why it's mutter, but if it started off the other way around, it's a problem. Okay, it represents Avodah Zara. Says Ramosha, I heard you, Zabul. The point is, over there they were doing real Avodah Zara. The truth is, if you look in the Bar Hetiv itself, the Bar Hetiv says that we rent from places that the Avodah Zara is inside. So over there, really the Avodah Zara came first, if you actually look in the Tshuva. Ramesh is saying that it came afterwards. But the truth is, if you look in the actual Tshuva, he's saying, we rent from places that there are Avodah inside, Avodah inside, and it's no problem. Therefore, the fact that the Shamash did something with this girl doesn't make a problem.
Where did they do the camping
It's a good question. Says Ramosha, it's better to daven the Yechidah. Says Ramosha, it's better to daven the Yechidah in your house and not to daven there, even with a minion, as he said.
My person did something individually, rather than the order, there is a tzibur. The tzibur is there for the tzibur.
Now, we have to ask yourself the following question, which is, how long do you have to rent something? Okay, I rented something. Well, how long does it stay? And what difference is it than MetLife Stadium? You rent MetLife Stadium, that place has things that are Isurim are doing. And Ramesh is not talking about a place where Yidden are doing bad things. Where Goyim are doing things that we don't do. So why was it mutter to rent the MetLife Stadium for the Siyum HaShas? It's a mukim. Mitzvah, we're not talking about the fact that you're going there to watch the game. We're talking about the fact that you're going there to have a whole maimed and to daven. So they're davening there. According to this, Ramesh is saying, better to walk out of the stadium and daven be yechidus. Go home and daven in Lando's later.
The tzibba creates the condition. And you have 50,000 people that basically answered the question.
It sounds very nice and wonderful, but according for a blazer. You're saying that there are 50,000 people there, and they're all saying Amin Hirei Shmei Rabba, and I'm not saying it's not a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I'm saying Judaism isn't what feels right, it's what is right. And therefore, Ramosha says that if it's a place where it's an abomination, bad things are happening there, it's a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, and a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, he doesn't want you to daven there. Better daven be Yechidus. Even when a person is not in the tzibra, it won't help you. So therefore, the question is, therefore, what difference is it? Now, unless you say that in the stadium, it's not a fully enclosed place, maybe, it's not a room considered outside, it's not considered a Madison Square Garden attack of the shrine. And therefore, they have rock concerts there. But when they have concerts there, you don't want to know what goes on. Now, just one last note, and we're going to end with this last note. What we said was in Orach Chaim Aleph, and he wrote it in Tavshin Yud Beis. In Orach Chaim Beis, in Tavshin Chaf Aleph, 9 years later, Ramesha wrote to Rav Gershon Rafal Rothstein, and he speaks about a base medrash that they had, that they use it for parties with mixed dancing. He says, I already told you that such a place you can't daven there. And if you started it, that it's going to be having this mixed parties, there's no Kedushas base medrash. And davening there, you have no mila of tefillah b'tzibur. Don't think you did anything good by davening with the minion there. But then Rav Moshe adds on a line which just throws everything off. He says, okay, so you have this place. It's miyuchad from the get-go to have mixed dancing, which Rav Moshe holds as a teyeva. You can't down here, can't down with a minyan. As he says, as my aforementioned tshuva in Chelek Aleph, he says, v'rak ki'azman me'ucher, it's very late, v'unim t'sham, and I happen to be there, v'layasvik leilek l'machem akar, and it won't be enough time for me to go to another place. Yesh l'lispal, he should daven avsham also there. Davshein is tefillah mekubel t'machem zeh, even though your tefillah is not going to be accepted in that place, I'm not potter from David. So Ramesh is saying this interesting idea. You daven in a place where God hates, you're not at no mile of tefillah b'tzivur, rather daven b'yachidus. And your tefillah is not going to be answered. But still you have a chiyuv to daven. And your chiyuv of daven never got absolved. Now, I would think that if I go ahead and God tells me I'm not listening to you, I'm not answering to you, so why should I go daven? If Hashem saying I'm not... No, he says daven the air because he knows the place.
They are goyish and dancing, sweating, which are completely not appropriate. Jewish wedding, and then say, why can't you daven there? Because daven the Jewish wedding. It's a matter of bread.
No.
Invited. And daven
there either. So let's talk about a wedding hall that you rented. And it was Mithila made for a goyish wedding hall. And they have dances. So we're asking a question. The same thing you're saying. So Ramosha is saying that you don't have a mile of tefillah b'tzibur. Even though it's really hard, I'm not talking against any of those minyanim outside of the thing, but tell me if anybody's saying all the words of Shemayna Esrei, it's really, really difficult. It's really difficult. Outside, the music is booming. I think it should continue, but on some level, there's a level of Eitzku Mitzvah, Patr Ben Mitzvah anyway, but Avad, everybody should daven. But you daven, better daven at home, B'yachidah. And then, but he's saying, but if you're not going to daven at home because it's going to be too late, still, you're mechuyev to daven, even though your tefillah is not going to be answered. What an unbelievable thing he's saying. Let me repeat those words again. Yeshua l'spal avsham, the avshayin at tefillah mekubelus v'makim zeh, even though the tefillah is not answered, you're still not potter. Mekom makim ein lili potter mitzvillah v'shvil zeh. You're not potter from this.
That's like saying slichah. Even though it's not an Israel song, or Moshe, or saying Slicha at 10 o'clock,
but it's not an Israel
song.
You have to take a second. I'll just say, you have to take a second. Just make it up?
I don't know. Now, two more things that Moshe writes. Two more things that Ramosha writes, just to get a little bit of the shock factor, you would think it's the Samarav writing in Divrei Yoel. No, this is Ramosha. Ramosha speaks about bringing in musical instruments. With Varakli Zemra Shechnisu, Afshu Rakli Shtamish by parties Elu, even if you just bring in for these parties, and Vlebishas at Fila, so sometimes you bring in, Hudavar Machur Lebes Akneses, it says disgusting to bring it in Tashu. Musical instruments. Karei Zimra does mana aser. Zimra today, music is aser. Live music, that's to bring it in, it's aser. Shalei l'dvar mitzvah, if it's not a dvar mitzvah. Let's say you just have a concert in a shul. It's aser to bring it in, such a disgusting thing. You're not allowed to just have music. Ramosha Pastin's music today is aser, if it's not a dvar mitzvah. Ramosha is very matmer when it comes to music. People don't know it. What makes it a dvar mitzvah is a good question. That it was interesting, the piece. And the last piece is the thing that I've been saying for the past 11 and a half years of my daughter's life. She should be good to start. He said, V'suda, V'simcha, sh'aisel bas mitzvah, a suda that you make for a bas mitzvah. Tzvah Kisafti already wrote V'sifri, sh'te'im b'zeh, shum sh'aiches l'mitzvah, and absolutely no sh'aiches l'mitzvah. V'yasuda simcha to Rishot, K'simcha sh'goyim ledes, it says a birthday party. The Eila says of a base to Nessus, do not make it in the shul.
You know, you're not coming to
shul. Says Ramosha, Ach im Nivne, but Kila Slasis by parties. If the shul was built in order to be able to make parties, so he's saying, Asurim, so he's saying the shul was not built with the Kedusha space Nessus. So therefore, you can make a thing because it's like he says, Kihuraki Chalhua. A shul that's built to make these type of parties is like any other hall. It's not really a shul. But still, you shouldn't make rikudim asurim, dances that are asur. Now, I asked Reb Ruvain about, Reb Ruvain told me that I shouldn't be makbid about stuff happening in shul that are not mamish kaddish, because in the summer they had a camp here. So I called up Reb Ruvain a week ago and I said, what about myself? Should I make my, do this bar mitzvah over here with all the meals? He says yes. I said, from you also? He said, yeah. Well, you think you're different than anybody else? I said, you could do it. You could do it here. That's Parshas Nasa, Yom Tishen, Yisparach. Through this mitzvah, maybe you make me make the team also. Through the Shabbos, through this mitzvah. Akoponim, as much as I say that we're not, that my daughter's not having a bas mitzvah, every time I say it, still just got bigger. Says Yisrael, never Yagdal Terev Yadir.